Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Final arrangements are being made for a state funeral for former US President Jimmy Carter, who has died at the age of 100. The Carter Center says he died peacefully at his home in Plains, Georgia, surrounded by his family, more than a year after entering hospice care. In March 2019, Mr. Carter became the oldest living former president in US history. Mr. Carter is survived by his children, Jack, Chip, Jeff, and Amy, along with 11 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. President Joe Biden says planning is underway for an official state funeral in the nation's capital. The author of 9 books on US presidential history, Michael Beschloss, told NBC News Mr. Carter leaves behind a substantial legacy.
So what Carter used to say is, if you like my ex-presidency, take a look at the values that have driven that ex-presidency, a desire for democracy around the world and human rights and racial justice, and you will see those things in my presidency.
South Korea has declared 7 days of mourning to honour the 179 people who died in what is being described as the country's deadliest aviation moment in 27 years. Only 2 people, crew members, survived the crash after the plane skidded off a runway and burst into flames at Muan International Airport in South Korea. 63-year-old Im Young-hak runs a seafood restaurant near the Muan International Airport. He says he will never forget what he heard and saw.
It was about 8:50 a.m. I heard a bang. At first, I thought it was an oil tanker accident, as we could see a lot of oil tankers nearby. I went outside and saw big dark smoke. Then I could hear a big explosion sound, not the one from the crash itself. Then I heard more explosions at least 7 times.
Australians are being urged to donate blood to help meet the number of donations needed to maintain supplies for patients. The Christmas and New Year's period is a particularly difficult time to meet the weekly target of 33,000 donations for needs including serious accidents, surgery, complicated births, and cancer treatment. Kath Stone is the Executive Director of Donor Services at the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. She says the organisation is hoping to get more blood donations before the year is out.
4 times a year is just 4 hours in your life this year that could make such a game-changing difference for patients that are depending on it 365 days a year. In 2025, we need 100,000 new donors, and we're asking all of Australia to think about adding blood and plasma donation to your New Year habit list.
Australians marking New Year's Eve by attending the Sydney fireworks are being urged to avoid antisocial and dangerous behaviour. Extra police officers are being deployed in the largest operation of the year for New South Wales Police. More than 1 million people are expected to flock to the Sydney Harbour foreshore to see the fireworks. Most of the viewing points around the harbour will not be ticketed this year, and people are urged to plan ahead and arrive early to avoid missing out. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Peter McKenna says officers are there to ensure public safety. In tennis, Coco Gauff and Taylor Fritz have guided Team USA to a mixed doubles victory over Canada at the United Cup in Perth. The result gives the United States a 2-1 win over Canada, putting them in a strong position to advance out of Group A and into the knockout stage in Perth. The world number 3 says it's a satisfying feeling.
Really happy with how we played today in the mix. I felt like, you know, we got better as the match went and we had a lot of chances, and finally we were able to, you know, stick them when it mattered.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hayne.